The World This Week, Politics. The House of Representatives presented two articles of impeachment against Donald Trump. That the president abused his power by pressing Ukraine to dig up dirt on Joe Biden, and that he obstructed Congress by insisting that key witnesses cannot testify. The votes on those charges are expected to be swift and along party lines in the House. Mr. Trump could be impeached before Christmas, setting up a trial early next year in the Senate, which will, in all likelihood, acquit him.
Officials in Jersey City, which lies across the Hudson River from Manhattan, said three people murdered in a kosher market may have been targeted for anti-Semitic reasons. The two shooters, linked to a black hate group that considers itself the true Israelites, also killed a policeman before entering the store. The suspects were killed during an hours-long gun battle with police.
A trainee in the Saudi Air Force murdered three sailors at a Navy training base in Pensacola, Florida, before being shot dead by police. The motive was unclear, but terrorism is one line of inquiry.
Alberto Fernandez, a Peronist, took office as Argentina's president. The economy he inherits from his centre-right predecessor, Mauricio Macri, is in recession and has an inflation rate of more than 50%. In his inauguration address, Mr. Fernandez promised to end the social catastrophe of hunger and said Argentina could not pay its foreign creditors unless its economy grows.
Genaro García Luna, who was Mexico's Secretary of Public Security during the presidency of Felipe Calderón, was arrested in Texas. Prosecutors say he took millions of dollars in cash from the Sinaloa drug gang in exchange for protecting its activities and providing intelligence to it. Mr. Calderón, who was president from 2006 to 2012, waged a bloody war against Mexico's drug gangs.
Honduras's Congress voted to recommend that the president not renew the mandate of MASI, a corruption-fighting mission backed by the Organization of American States. Lawmakers complained that it disclosed names of people under investigation, but most Hondurans back MASI, which helped to jail a former first lady.
None of Israel's political parties was able to form a government before the December 12th deadline, so the country will hold another election, its third in less than a year, on March 2nd. Polls show little change in voter preferences.
America and Iran exchanged prisoners in a rare bit of diplomacy between the two countries. The swap involved a Chinese-American researcher who had been convicted of spying in Iran and an Iranian stem cell scientist who was held by America for trying to export biological material.
Opposition activists claim that up to 1 million people took to the streets in Conakry, the capital of Guinea, to protest against the rule of President Alpha Condé. Mr. Condé is meant to step down at the end of his second term next year, but he may try to change the constitution so that he can run for a third term.